We're doing Gemara Brachos, Reptilam Gimel Amid Beis, the fourth line. Oh, the Nachit Yamid Rabba. There was a Shaleach Tzibur who went down before Rabba. Ve'amarata chasak and tzipot achus lechem aleinu. You had compassion over the nest of a bird. Have compassion over us. Amarabba kamayada haitzuba mamanan eltsui lemarei. Rabba said, wow, look at how that sharp student knows how to appease his master. Amale Abaye v'amshatkin tutnan. Abaye said, doesn't the Mishnah say we silence him? So Rabba nam nechdud l'Abaye Yudabaye. Rabba also was looking to sharpen Abaye. Udenach kemed Rabbi Chanina. There was one who went down before Rabbi Chanina. Amar kele gedolek bo v'anu rabba adir v'azuz v'ayru v'achazak v'amitzvah ra'ui v'anichbadim. He said, the potent, the awesome, the mighty, the great, the amazing, the powerful, the fearful, the strong, the bold, the certain, the honorable. Himtino ad siyem. Rabbi Chanina waited until he concluded all the praises. Kisiyem, when he concluded, Amale, he said to him, Siyemtin lekul shivchei demarach. Did you finish praising your master? Lamali kulihai. Why are you saying so much? Anan hanitlat amrinan. He loved amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu boraita. The three praises that we say, Akela gadol, Hagibor v'anoraya, Gadol, Gibor, Nora. These three terms of praise, if Moshe wouldn't have said it in the Torah, V'atu anshei knesset hagdolah v'taklinu b'tfilah, and the men of the great assembly came and instituted in prayer, Lavin yuchonin l'meimalu, we couldn't have said them, V'atu amutkuli hai v'azli, and you're going on and on with all that, Mashal amech basav adam, I'll tell you what it's like, a king of flesh and blood, Shayu lo elf alfim, dinarei zahav, he had thousands of gold coins, V'ayum kalsinu tov shel kesef, and they praised him, look at how much silver he has. Aren't they shaming him? They're not even in the ballpark. So what, you think your praise is in the ballpark? Rabbi Chanina thought everything's in the hands of heaven. What does hands mean? What does heaven mean? Chutz mirat shemayim, except for the fear of him. Now Israel, what is Hashem, your God, asking of you other than to fear him? Say, see, that's what he wants of you. What is Moshe saying? What does Hashem want? All he wants is you should be a God-fearing person. Is being a God-fearing person really so little? We're taught what does God have in his storage house? What does Hashem have in his treasury? Yiras Shemaim, God-fearingness. Hashem treasures what he puts in his treasure, our being God-fearing. Those merits are what go in his treasure. So the Gemara answers, in with regards to Moshe, it was minor. It's like a guy that you ask him for a Rolls Royce. If he has 5,000 Rolls Royces, well, it's not a big deal for him. You ask a person for a big vessel, but he has it, so then for him it's minor. Katan de'enlo, but if you ask him for a small vessel and he doesn't have it, you know, you probably had it, that you were stuck, you needed a needle, right? You needed to sew a button. So when you have needles and threads, it's not a big deal. But when you're stuck and you don't have it and you have to go into that meeting and your button just popped and suddenly you're uncomfortable walking into that meeting, then suddenly it's a really big deal that you don't have it. Okay, now that we learned this Gemara, we could review it and try to understand what's going on here. Rabba was Abaye's adoptive father. Rabba was Rabba Bar Nachmani, and Abaye's name was Nachmani, and that's why Abaye was renamed as Nachmani. The Gemara just told us about someone who went before Rabba and gave a lot of praise, and Rabba praised him. So that's one of the ways in which we educate. Rabba called him a Tzurba Me Rabbanan. So the question is, was he? It doesn't say it was a Tzurba Me Rabbanan. It says it was an Ahu, one guy. So you see that this is one of the ways that Rabba educated Abaye. That's one of the things we have to do in education too, to challenge. That's called lechadude la Abaye. If he's his adoptive son, so you have to sharpen him. Hahu de nachit kamed Rav Yochanan. Nachit means to go down. Why is the chazan described as one who goes down? Because the ancient custom was that the shalich tzibur went down three steps to the place where he davened. Mimamakim katicha Hashim. The Talmud points out many of the terms of praise, and the question is, where are the quantifiers here? When is it that you can't say more praise? And the different question is, when is it that you can say more praise? It seems over here that he was davening Shmona Esrei, and from here we see something which we will see in many places in the Shas, that during the period of the Gemara, there was a certain amount of freedom to add one's own poetry to the Shmona Esrei. Chazal came and said certain things are unacceptable, such as this Gemara, but other things are acceptable. So then this concept that we will see reiterated later in the Shas, that kolam shane mimatbeah shetavu chachamim eino latoeh, anyone who changes from what the sages instituted is none other than erroneous, we see that that was either we're going to have to quantify that, or it was a later institution. There's a Tosfos Rush later on that says that there were blessings which remained open 1,000 years after the Talmud was sealed. So then you see this idea of kolam shenem imetbeah shetavu chachamim eino latoeh is quantified. It's not with regard to every blessing or every prayer. There are terms here that need to be explained. Why is it called Amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Be'oraita? Moshe said it in the Torah, or God said it in the Torah? What does it mean that he attributes it to Moshe? Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe. Well, I thought it was all God say so. And what does it mean? Atu Anshei Knesset Gdola. The men of the great assembly came. V'tachninu B'tfila. And before the men of the great assembly, it wasn't in davening. So this needs to be juxtaposed with the Gemara about why they're called the men of the great assembly. Gemara and Yuma, yeah? Why they're called the men of the great assembly. What does it mean when the Gemara analyzes the verses where Jeremiah, Daniel reduce the prayer? We discussed the sheet of the Gaonim and some of the Rishonim that Shmoneh Esrei was an institution of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in Moshe Rabbeinu's institution of Shmoneh Esrei, did you have a Kela Gadola Gibor Vanura? It doesn't say that. It says it was institutionalized by the men of the great assembly. So that needs a little bit of work as well. The allegory also has more depth than meets the eye, but that's on a different occasion.